The Colcliffs on RNIB Connect Radio.
You'll be all right.
Luke Duck, I'm a grown man, or have you forgotten?
I know that, but it'll be the first time you've been totally on your own.
Look, if you don't go now, you'll be late. And from what you told me about Dr. Redmond, that won't go down too well. Especially after having 2 weeks off at short notice.
Well, he could hardly say no to that, could he?
But all the same, Duck.
I know, I've got to keep in his good books, because we need the money. Oh, I wish it was still old Dr. Jarvis. He was a bit old-fashioned, but he treated us all like human beings, staff and patients. We're all numbers now. We're just cost-effective units.
Go on, off you go.
Now, you've got a glass of water, you got your paper, you got the remote control, you got the phone where you can reach it. My man will be here before you want your 11s.
Rini, you're a fusspot, am I right?
I'll give you a ring as soon as I get there, just to check.
There's no need.
Ta-ra, Duck. I feel awful leaving you.
Ta-ra. Oh, peace and quiet at last. She's right when she said I've not been on my own since the accident. I've not been on my own in the bath. I've not been on my own in the toilet. I've not been on my own anywhere. I never knew how much store I set on a bit of privacy.
Hey, up. Is anybody in?
Oh, spoke too soon. Through here, Uncle Bill.
Oh, I thought this not had gone far. Come on, Shakespeare, let's see how lad is. Hey, they looking a bit more cheerful. Sat there smiling like hot lobby. He knows what I'm saying, the host. He's more intelligent than a lot of folks are, can me.
Hello, Shakespeare. Oh, get off.
Get down. Heel.
Hey, you're bright and early.
Ah, couldn't have kept my eyes shut this morning. Soon as it was alight, I was up with dawn chorus. I clapped eyes on Rini dashing off Dine Street, but it were too my that noticed me, though.
Ah, well, she were late for work.
Ah, well, I'll be late for her own funeral, eh, well. Wear it in weather, coffin lids on straight.
Hello, ma'am, you still here? I was hoping you'd be at our house by now. I kept expecting to pass you.
I haven't finished my floors yet. I'll get there as soon as I can, but I'm not losing my job in process. And you want to watch it? That phone's never stopped and nobody to answer it.
Oh, they'll ring again.
Maybe they will, but it's been noticed. Hitler's been out nosying.
Oh, he's not in already, is he?
I think he sleeps here.
Hello, Lomore Clinic. I can fit you in at 4 o'clock tomorrow. No, I'm sorry, there isn't. It's all booked up. Well, I'm sorry, but it's not my fault. What name is it? Oh, she's put the phone down. Now I don't know what name to put.
You'll be in trouble if you keep coming late.
Oh, stop it, ma'am.
And you look as though you've had no sleep for a month.
I've had no sleep for 2 months, nearly three.
Time you stopped laying on that couch, then, and got in a proper bed.
I were hoping I could, ma'am, but it didn't work out like that, did it? Hello, Lomore Clinic, can I help you?
Hello. Oh, hello, Gran. What are you ringing for? Is my dad all right? Well, look, you shouldn't ring me at garage except in an emergency. They don't like it, and we piled out with work this morning. What? Oh, I don't know. I don't have much lunchtime as a rule. Yes, I know I found time to go for a drink on my birthday, but that was special.
Oh!
I've got to go, look. I'll do my best. Come in, Mr. Floor.
In blazes, get down, you daft.
Heel, Shakespeare, heel.
He wants healing. He wants a boot up his backside. Get out and stay out.
Hey, that's my dog.
It's your dog, is it?
He's only a pup. He might run off.
Good riddance is what I say. I'm having no dogs in this house while I'm in charge.
You cross on me, Cloud.
Now, don't you call me names, Bill Wainwright. I can give as good as I get and you might regret it.
I'll go and tie him up.
You do that. Now, Ray, are you ready for your coffee? I brought you some cream puffs to have with it.
Mother-in-law, you know I'm on a diet. I'm not allowed biscuits.
You want building up after what you've been through. You don't want diets.
But biscuits is no good for you. There's no nutrition in a biscuit.
I wouldn't know about that. All I know is they taste nice. I like them. And a bit of what you fancy does you good. That's what I've always been led to believe. And for your lunch, and Reenie don't know this, I've called in on my way over and got you a nice bit of steak. I'm going to do your steak and chips.
Luke, I know it's well meant, Duck, but a bit of salad will do me fine.
Salad? Salad's for rabbits. You won't get fat on a lettuce leaf, lad.
That's the whole idea. I don't want to get fat. Doctor's orders, salad.
Well, I'll put you a bit of salad on side of plate. Now, when you've had your coffee, I'm going to see if I can do something about this room.
What do you mean?
You'll see what I mean.
I can't bear that woman. As wrong as duck muck here is.
Now, what on earth does that mean?
It means as her's wanting me do something for her, but I want to come out and ask me direct. Any road up, I'm plain dumb. This got no half a deal with these women. Tax a lifetime for learn. Eh, I pity they, lad. If it weren't bad enough cooped up in this room without being surrounded by women.
Well, there's our Mark.
Ah, but he does as he's told. He's too young for stand up again him. What they wants is a spot of meal company.
There's not much chance of that. It's nearly 3 months since I saw the inside of a pub.
Oh, they'd allowed booze, though. It's not on restricted list with this diet.
Oh, no. Got to have plenty of liquids. A drop of stout's meant to be good for me.
I've an idea coming in me head. I'm going off a sip with thee one of these nights while the women go out on the razzle. Then I'm going to have a word with that mate of thine, Bryn Davis. Has gone round fetching now. I'll nab him when he comes in and have a word, and then I'm off before I get roped in for summat else. That'll be them now.
Yoo-hoo! It's only me. It's only Elsie.
No, it's that other blathering bit of stuff from the oatcake shop. Hey, lad, they's got a lot on the plate one way or another.
Hello, Lomo Clinic. Yes, just a moment. 11 o'clock on Wednesday. All right, Mrs. Jones, I'll put you down for then. Bye. Bloody phone. Stop ringing a moment so I can call home. Oh, Mrs. Bentley. Yes, just take a seat, love. Dr. Redmond will see you soon. You're after that lady over there. Come on, Ray, pick it up. I haven't got long. Ray, it's Reenie. I'm just ringing to see if you're all right. I couldn't ring before. It's been bedlam in here. What's all that noise? Me mum and Uncle Bill? Elsie and Bryn? Oh, well, say hello from me. Glad you're not on your own. I'll ring again later. Bye-bye. Oh, seems I needn't have worried. Hello, Lomore Clinic. Dr. Redmond's surgery.
I got here as soon as I could, Gran, but I ain't got long.
It won't take long if you get your skates on. In there, Bryn's waiting for you. You're to take that double bed back up into the front bedroom.
What's me dad going to sleep on if I take that away?
Never you mind. Get on and do it if you're in too much of a hurry.
Who's in a hurry, then?
Hello, Cheryl. Mark's come round in his lunch break to help us with some furniture moving.
Oh, I've come at a bad time, then.
Hello, little soldier. This is a nice surprise. Now, let's see what your gran's got for you.
Oh, don't give him any chocolate. He's just had his dinner. He'll be sick.
Not so fast, Bryn. I'm stuck on this doorknob.
Your face is looking a bit better. What you can see of it under all that makeup.
Well, that's to hide it, Gran. You didn't tell me, Mother, did you?
No, I didn't. But not for your sake, for hers. She's got enough in her mind just now without worrying about Neville knocking you about.
Gran, how many times do we have to tell you? I fell. I had an accident. It could happen to anybody.
You'll not convince me, Cheryl, no matter how many times you tell me.
Well, believe what you like. I've come to see me dad, not you.
Charming. Right, me little soldier. Now let's have you out of this pushchair. You come to your gran now. And now, your mum's not looking. Let's see if we can find that chocolate.
Hi, Dad.
Cheryl, well, I never. We're only seeing you for a bit. Not that I can see much of you now under all that makeup. What's the idea?
Just because I'm expecting, I don't have to go round looking like death warmed
up. All right, keep your ear on, but you're beautiful enough without makeup.
Flattery will get you everywhere. Oh, you're in a right mess here, aren't you?
I don't know what your mother will say.
What, you mean she doesn't know? Well, remind me to go before she gets home.
Right, Gran, that's done. Double bed back in front bedroom. Bryn's sitting on it to get his breath back. Here, give us a bit of that chocolate, you greedy little blighter.
Kick him back!
Here you are, then. I only wanted a taste. I haven't had no dinner, you know. How else before I go back?
Yes, you can carry that couch up into your room and bring your bed down here.
Bring my bed down here?
For your dad to sleep on. You'd be a lot better with a single bed, getting in and out. And there'd be more room to manoeuvre his wheelchair.
But where am I going to sleep?
Where your mum's been sleeping this last fortnight, on couch. You should be ashamed of yourself, letting her lie on that while you kept your bed.
What's she moving it all round for anyway?
Well, she's quite right. There'll be more room for me wheelchair with a single bed. And perhaps your mum will get a good night's sleep if she can be persuaded to leave me on me own. She thinks fairies will come and get me if she lets me out of her sight.
You give her a shock. She thought she'd lost you. I wonder if I'd feel like that about Neville.
Yeah, let's get this room put straight again, else goodness knows what Irene will say.
Goodness knows what she'll say anyway.
She'll thank me when she's had time to think about it. And you can get them special mattresses for single beds. I saw a catalogue at clinic. Like a load of little balloons stuck together. Stops bed sores. You're never having another fag already, are Cheryl?
Is there a law against it?
There ought to be. Here, make yourself useful. Put that phone over there out of the way and do something with these pills.
What are they, Dad? What are they for?
Oh, them's painkillers you got there. I have to take one of them 3 times a day.
I didn't know you had any pain.
Aye, I have, lass. Constant pain. I can't explain it. If you were to nip me or stick a pin in me, I wouldn't have feel it, but I can still feel this pain.
And what's these others?
Oh, them's antidepressants. I keep taking them, but I don't know as I need them. There's not much time for getting depressed in this house.
Well, if you don't need them, Dad, they're going in my pocket, because I do.
Come on, get your hands out of your pockets and grab hold of this sheet.
They don't travel you on one of those slave ships, Gran.
And talking of pills, Miss Chimneyhead, are you getting on with Dr. Redmond? Are you still on Valium, or has he managed to wean you off?
Make me sound like a baby weaning me off.
Well, come on, answer me. Has he weaned you off?
He's cut me down. Anyway, they're not Valium, they're diazepam.
Diazepam? They were always called Valium in my day. Oh, my God, what's he up to?
Aren't you going to see if he's all right, Cheryl?
Oh, one silly bugger's going seize enough. After the first 5,000 screams, the novelty wears off.
Poor little thing. Did he hurt himself then? Granny, kiss it better.
Oh, makes you want to puke.
Here, Cheryl, you have him while I finish his bed.
No, you have him and I'll do the bed. If you keep jogging him up and down like that, you'll make him sick, and I'd rather him sick down you than down me.
Poor little thing. His nasty mummy doesn't love him, does she?
Understatement of the year.
If you weren't so big, I'd take you over my knee, young madam. Come on, little soldier. Let's take you round to your Auntie Elsie's shop and see if we can find something to stop you crying.
Oh, you're not stuffing him full of sweets again.
I won't be long, Ray.
Here, bring me some fags, will you, Grant? She never heard me.
She wouldn't have taken any notice if she had heard. You know what she feels about smoking? That's what killed your granddad.
Oh, it was her stuffing him full of cream puffs, more like. Look, Dad, I'll just run round the shop after him, get some fags and try ration the chocolate intake.
Right, yeah, Duck. It's at last. Oh, spoke too soon again. Where is dratted phone? Who have they moved it to? Oh, I see it. Trust that daft neighbour to put it where I can arrange it.
Today's episode was written by Joyce Holliday. The Colcloughs is devised by Tony Perrin and is created and produced independently by Mike Hopwood.
The Coalcloughs return with another episode tomorrow.